radio presenters and singers get a lot of criticism and comments from people. I've had
Do you know radio presenters who sing? I'm just trying to think of who we could. Who are we?
I have a lot of comedians. I have.
Do you sing? Are you?
I'm actually a singer that radio presents.
Yeah.
Singing since before Liesl was born. So,
right.
Which was last year, but.
Hey!
Point stands.
Now,
here's the thing. We've had a lot of comedians. Back me up here. Liesl will sit here and then they go and they do the whole thing. Oh, radio presenters. And then they put on this voice and then they present
right.
and stuff. I was thinking to myself, no one ever gives the comedians. I started talking about, and you call it you people.
Yes.
So along those lines,
yeah.
can we quickly just compile a list of the top five things that comedians should stop doing?
Please, I will help you to publicize that list.
If anybody can do it, you can do it because yes. you're not a typical comedian. Like you don't tell jokes.
Just tell people the truth.
Just says
it's all I do.
Inappropriate stuff.
Yeah. So
yeah.
inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. So
I would love to define inappropriate for you, but it's a family show.
It's that. So we're going to do a top five list. I'm going to put on the top five list. Stop starting jokes. Don't start jokes in airplanes. We're over it.
Yeah, we've finished that.
No more voices of the pilot.
Yeah. On that, can we just say no Darth Vader either?
Luke,
that's, please don't do that.
Okay,
I'm going to assault you. I will assault you.
Don't start jokes in airplanes and
yes.
definitely don't do the voice of the pilot.
You mustn't.
Number four.
Especially when the pilot goes, and then that long pause part. Pilots don't talk like that anymore.
No, they don't.
No.
They sound like that. And then number four, no Darth Vader jokes.
No, just because it's the same fist
it's
just breathing in now. Luke. And then it's all jokes about whose father's who. It's just
off the list.
Yeah, bad.
Off the list.
And Mandela voice. Please stop that. It's
number
cheap.
Hold on.
It's rubbish.
Is that number three or number one? Because I feel that's a big one.
Is it a big one?
It's
you can
possibly
decide.
It's in the top three.
Yeah, number two, I think.
Number
yeah.
two.
Yeah, that's good.
Right, number two, no more Madiba jokes because...
No, the voice. Just stop it. It's just stupid.
All of us can do it.
Exactly. That is exactly the point.
It's like a birthright of being South African.
Yeah. We used to have to go to the army. Now you just have to talk in a Mandela voice. And that makes you a South African.
Well, prove that you are South African.
Yeah. And then it's shocking.
Okay, so there are the two places left now. What else should comedians stop doing? Liesl?
What irritates you, Liesl?
What irritates you about comedians?
In comedy shows. Just be as honest as you want.
Make as if John is not here.
Pretty yeah, like, good. Leave us alone in the crowd. Come with your content.
Whoa. That is crazy talk. What do you mean?
No, leave me alone.
Who's
I'm sitting there and I'm like, hey. Look, I literally sit like this in the crowd.
Okay. Oh,
because I'm waiting for someone to talk about El Dorado Park, about Miss SA.
I just want to point out that someone who enters this competition specifically to be singled out as the top woman in the country is now being asked to be left alone. I mean, come
on. In a comedy show. In a comedy show. Anywhere else.
My partner watches The Bachelor and then honestly believes that the woman is heartbroken. I'm like, she's looking for meaning on a game show. What?
That'll be my favorite diss of all time on the show. I'm going to echo what John Flismus just said.
What?
You put your hand up to say...
But like
I
right
have,
up.
You put your hand... You said, hang a sash on me.
Yes.
Yeah. You elbowed other chicks out of the way.
You did.
Ooh,
while
punch.
Talking about children.
You punched them on the forehead with the palm of your hand.
Stamp them with the thing.
Into the back
but
of the stage.
But to the comedians.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
Yes.
You put bright lights on that sash that said you labeled yourself.
Bright lights.
You said I want to have all the attention in the country.
Yes.
Yeah.
So don't come now.
So now
for
you
one
want
year.
To be left alone. No.
Hey, no
oh,
man,
see,
leave
you
us.
Saying you've done your year.
Yes,
now.
I've done my year. Find the other Miss SA, pick on her. Find the other. I don't
I've
know.
I've never
find
picked her. On you in an audience.
No.
But now you've given me a mission.
Try
now,
me.
I feel like, shall I?
Try
yes.
me.
John
Christmas.
Well, come to the show. Come to the show.
I will.
Least. Okay.
But
it's a
try me.
Venue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Oh,
right,
no.
Now you make me slightly afraid, which now makes this thing more real.
I'm going to write this down as my favorite show of the year. What is the date for 10th of July. 10th of July.
Yeah, we dissed charity and a former Miss South Africa. And I want to say the word former because I feel that's important.
Oh, damn it.
X is a lot stronger.
Don't say X.
John Flismus is opening tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. You have to do yourself a favor and go and see his show. It is on at the Peter Turin Theatre in Monte Cassino. You are running from tomorrow night until the 12th of August. It's called Brain Dump. Why?
It's about the workings of the human brain. Mm. My last show was all about racism, and I couldn't get to the bottom of it. I feel all I could figure out was that racism was born somewhere in the human brain. And so I decided to go further and study the human brain. And then my father really thoughtfully, he's always backed my, he's been supportive. I went and had a stroke 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, which,
No,
it's not cool, but I've been joking with him because he's getting better. And I said to him, this is so thoughtful because we're very close. And obviously I had to now study even more about the brain because now it's relevant because now I need to understand what was going on with him. Mm. And we weren't communicating for the first week because I wasn't not talking to him because he collapsed and I thought it was inconsiderate. He couldn't talk. So I've been with him a lot and we've been working through this thing. So it gave me a real reason to research the brain even more and find out about neuroplasticity and how we fire new pathways around damaged neurons. And it all became really interesting. So that's what the show is about. So now I've been really reading about the brain.
Wow. On that note, all that's left for you to do on the show this morning is spin the Russian.
Spin the Russian?
Yes. It's a thing.
Sorry, there was no way that segue is going to be less harsh.
It just sounds like
harsh.
The funniest game ever. I want to play this in my lounge on the floor.
It's not. Sorry, Megs, just bring in. That's the Russian. That's it.
Wow, you weren't kidding. It's like a proper. I'm taking a picture of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is a proper
bit. As a vegetarian, I haven't touched a Russian in many years. But I'm actually going to...
That's coming
Russian
up.
Is,
so, ladies and gentlemen...
So what do we do with a Russian?
I'll explain to you. Well, Liesl will show you. John Flismus in Brain Dump opens tomorrow night, 11 July. He will spin the Russian for us coming up
it's
next.
It's time to get up.
Wake up.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Good morning. Hands up, fill the base.
I'm going to say yes. Frank Holsem, I can't eat on the yellow.
Start your day.